平安，弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
特别的感谢神，能够来到这里跟大家聚会。
I especially want to praise the Lord and thank the Lord that I'm able to come here and worship Him together with you.
那刚才陈长老说我小的时候信主。
So Elder Tennyson earlier introduced me as someone who has come to believe in the Lord when I was young.
确实的，我九岁的时候。在国内，在我的老家厦门鼓浪屿，跟我当时的在家庭教会的一个姨做过一个决志祷告。
Indeed, I did pray a confessional prayer when I was 9 years old in my hometown, which is in 厦门, a place called 鼓浪屿。
And 那个时候呢，说实在的，我傻瓜一个。
So at that time, I would say that I'm kind of silly.
我姨说你跪下。
谁
？My auntie said.
My aunt said, kneel down.
Yeah. 我说一句，你说一句。
Follow after me. I'll say a word. You follow after me.
我九岁一个小孩。
I was 9 years old as a child.
像一个小 baby 一样。
So I was like a little baby.
来到我的姨的面前。
So I came before my aunt.
当然是听她的话了。
Of course, I will listen to her.
所以她说一句，我就说一句。
So she said something, I follow.
那是我第一次做。觉知祷告。
And so that was the first time I prayed the confessional prayer.
什么都不懂。
So I knew nothing.
圣经也不知道，没见过。
I have never seen the Bible. I knew nothing of the Bible.
只知道我姨有一个神。
But I only know that my aunt has a
God. 他这个神要治我的病。
And that this God is going to save my life.
这故事很长，没办法今天讲哈。
Oh, this is a very long story.
后来我就很就回到我的生长的地方西安。
And later on, I returned back to see where I grew up.
那在那儿呢，我的当时的一个特别的皮肤病就好了。
And at that time, I had received special healing of a particular skin disease that I had.
我完全不知道怎么回事。
I had no idea what happened.
我就知道我姨那个神。
So I knew that my aunt's God.
后来我去了香港。
Later on, I went to Hong Kong.
就是改革开放以后。
And this is after China opened up to the world.
那我们大概是第一家从西安到香港的。
And we might be the first family to have moved from Xi'an to Hong Kong.
但是在香港的时候，我就知道，哦，原来我姨的神是我祖父的神。
Oh, but that's when I knew that even my aunt's God is also my forefather's God.
哦，原来有一本圣经。
Oh, there is a Bible.
原来这个神要拯救我们。
Oh, there is a God who wants to save us.
让我们有永恒的盼望。
That will have eternal hope.
我在香港就受洗了。
And so I was baptized in Hong Kong.
那个时候还是一个比较年轻，怕死。
At that time I was so youthful and I had a fear for death.
故事有很长，没办法讲。
Again, the story is very long. I'm not able to tell you.
简单讲就是那个时候我要永生。
But I simply said I want eternal life.
为什么不要
？Why don't I want it?
受洗了。
So I was baptized.
那后来我来到美国。
And later on, I came to the States.
那刚才说我是在 University of Georgia.
So earlier on, we said I'm from the University of Georgia.
Go Dogs!
Go Dogs! What?
Beat the Blue Devils! Sorry.
Okay, okay. 击败蓝魔。
Oh, I should go now.
那可能是要下。
我是在这个时候才开始真正。体会到什么是信神。
And it was only at this time that I began to understand what it means to believe in God.
那我有很多这个属灵的 journey 里头呢，有很多的属灵的书籍我喜欢看。
And so during my spiritual journey, there are many spiritual books that I enjoy reading.
那其中有一个属灵的长者介绍我读一个灵修的书籍。
So there was a spiritual elder who introduced me to this devotional reading.
这个灵修书籍叫做My utmost for His highest, 就是竭诚为主。
And so the title of this book is My utmost for His highest.
那这个写的人叫做 Oswald Chambers, 张伯斯。
And the author is Oswald Chambers.
啊，我当时就有的时候就觉得说，哎呀，我真的想知道这个神到底是怎么回事。
So at the time, I'm really eager to want to know who this God is.
所以我就看这个书。
So I read this book.
但是我看的时候看不懂。
But when I read it, I had no understanding of it.
真觉得看不懂。
I really had
no understanding. 他讲了什么东西啊
？So what is he saying?
这么深奥。
This is deep.
那其中有一篇
But there's one chapter in particular.
这个是每一天都有的哈。
So he writes a chapter.
如果你们没有听过这个，我鼓励你们去看。
So if you never heard of this book, I encourage you to.
是个灵修的每一天的灵修书籍。
This is a daily devotion.
非常非常好。
It is very very good.
那有一个是在4月29号。
And there is one that's written for the 29th of April.
那这个呢，它的英文的 title 叫做 Gracious Uncertainty.
And the title of that particular devotional is called Gracious Uncertainty.
这个本身这个中文的名字就有点矛盾。
And so there is already a conflict in its own Chinese.
就是在你很不确定将来的事情的时候。
That when you are very uncertain about things of the future.
你要有一定的这个安稳在主的恩典当中。
And yet you need to have this restedness, this security in the grace of God.
这个不是我们常人的生活。
This is not the way of life for a common person.
是不是？云海 ，Gabby， 你们要走了。
Is that right, Brother Yun Hai and Sister Gabby? You're going to.
当你要往前走的时候。
As you're moving forward.
就像我们要从中国来到美国。
Just as we're coming from China to America.
或者从这里到其他地方，我们总是计划在先，对不对？
Wherever we're going from somewhere to another, we.
我们要计划的很周详才好啊。
We're trying to have a detailed plan.
因为你什么时候要买机票，对不对？
Because when are you going to buy your plane ticket?
哪天要到？
When are you going to arrive?
然后呢，你的行李什么时候到？
When is your luggage and parcels going
to arrive? 几箱？
How many boxes?
那哪一天到？
Which day?
到那以后要搬到哪里去？
Where are we moving?
这是我们常人的习惯。
These are the habits of a common person.
就是我们往前走的时候，我们希望看见将来我们能够有一定的这个确定会发生的事情。
That as we move forward into the future, we're hoping to see at least a particular certainty of certain things.
这是我们常人的生活。
This is the way of.
但是张伯斯他的在他的灵修里头，他提了一个概念。
But also Chambers proposed this particular idea understanding.
这我一开始不明白。
That I didn't understand in the beginning.
直到我11年前去到英国以后。
Until I went to England 11 years ago.
当时我跟 Gabby 和云海的心情是一样的。
And at that time, I shared the same feelings with云海 and Gabby.
就是我们希望看见将来的发生事情。
That we want to see what's coming in the future.
但是我到了英国以后。
But when I arrived in England,
我发现我没办法控制。
I realized that everything is out of.
我以前计划的
，everything that I planned，
不是我现在看见的东西。
They do not correspond to what I now see.
我突然明白了。
All of a sudden, I understand.
原来张博士是说这个东西。
So this is what Oswald Chambers was saying.
因为属灵的生命
，that in a spiritual life。
跟普通人的生命不一样。
That is different from a common.
在属灵的生命里头。
That in the spiritual life,
我们不知道明天会发生什么事情。
We do not know what is coming tomorrow.
因为实际上我们不可能知道。
Because truly we have absolutely no idea of what is coming tomorrow.
但是我们知道是什么呢？
But what we do know is this.
知道是这个神。
That God.
他牵着我的手。
That he holds my hand.
这个神。
That this God
是个 constant.
He is a constant.
他这个神是一直在我的生命里头的。
That he's always in my life.
所以张博士的概念是什么概念呢？
So what is this concept that
我们不知道明天会发生什么事情的。
That we do not know what.
当我们走这个信心的道路的时候。
But as we walk this walk of faith.
我们不可能知道的。
There's no way that we'll know.
其实也不应该知道。
And we shouldn't know.
那我们的属灵的生命。
But our spiritual life.
最重要的一个操练。
The most important training
就是在这个过程当中
is that in this process
抓住神的手
that we hold on to God's
每一天
that every single day
有这么一个 anticipation 就是一个期待说神要做奇妙的事
that every day we have this anticipation that God is going to do his miracle
但是我不知道他会做什么事情
but we do not know what he's going to do
可能会有一些不是我想象的
probably there will be things that I did not expect
但是在这个过程当中
But in this process,
我们来依靠他
that we will come and rely dependent on him.
那我觉得这个是我在过去11年在英国的这个 一个很深的体会。
And this is something that I have deeply experienced and acknowledged for my 11 years in England.
你们要开始走这个离开你的安全地带的一个道路。
And now you are going to start on this process of leaving your comfort zone.
那11年前我和钟琳那个时候也是这样子。
11 years ago, my wife and I, that was the same for us.
那我们要把房子卖掉。
That we are going to sell a house.
我们要开始安排很多事情。
That we have to make arrangements for many matters.
那到了宣教工厂上头。
And when we arrived in the missional field.
在这11年我回头看的时候。
That as I look back on this.
我特别特别的感恩。
I'm very thankful.
因为我们在教会里头啊。
Because at church.
我们常常提到门训这个词。
That we often speak of this word discipleship.
那说实在的，我们在教会里头常常做这个门训的课程。
And oftentimes we have these lessons on discipleship.
但这对我个人来说。
But to me personally.
我非常感恩神呼召我走这个宣教的道路。
I'm very thankful that God has called me to walk on this path.
那对我来说，这个宣教的道路。
That this path of mission
是最最最最切实、最最最最好的一个门训的旅程。
Is the most excellent, most practical in touch in terms of the discipleship.
因为耶稣呼召我们。
Because God, when Jesus called us,
让我们跟他走的时候
，to follow him,
就是在我们的人生的旅途当中
，it is so that in our life's journey,
来跟着他走
，we will walk with him.
这是一个。信心的功课。
That this is a lesson of faith.
那当耶稣呼召门徒跟随他的时候。
That when Jesus called the disciples and invited them to follow him.
我不知道门徒们一开始明不明白这个道理。
I don't know if the disciples understood what it means.
当我们在看这个约翰福音的时候。
That as we look in the Gospel of John.
你就发现耶稣在对门徒们发出一个邀请。
We see that Jesus is sending out this invitation to the disciples.
那邀请他们来跟随耶稣。
To follow Jesus.
那在约翰福音第一章。
That in John chapter 1.
那我们就看见说这个约翰的门徒开始跟着耶稣走了。
We see that the disciples of John started to follow Jesus.
那约翰介绍耶稣说看哪神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
So this is John the Baptist who says this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
那两个门徒就跟着耶稣了。
And so there were two disciples.
这两个本来是约翰的门徒。
And so they were initially disciples of John the Baptist.
我们知道他们一开始跟耶稣的时候耶稣说你们要什么。
And so when they initially started following Jesus, Jesus asked them, what do you want?
那这门徒说哎耶稣这个拉比老师你到哪儿去在哪儿住。
The disciples asked, well, Rabbi, teacher, where are you going? Where are you staying?
你 come and see, 来看看我。
And so it's like, come and look at me.
所以那个时候门徒们是跟着耶稣看耶稣是谁。
And so disciples were following Jesus to see who Jesus is.
这个当然是说花时间跟耶稣在一起了。
And this is to say that they're going to have to spend time
这个看,
with Jesus.
这个看不是只是见一下面而已。
And so this word see is not just to have an impression.
那基本上当时呢他就是那一天就跟耶稣在一起。
And so, yeah, they spend the day with Jesus.
可能还花更多的时间跟耶稣在一起。
And maybe much more time after
that. 那在这个过程当中就跟耶稣。
And in this process, they follow Jesus.
所以当门徒们耶稣邀请门徒的时候耶稣说你来跟从我的时候。
And so when Jesus invited disciples and said, come, follow me.
那门徒们跟这个耶稣的回应。
And the disciples had their response.
那他第一个是看。
The first response is
就是很见到这个耶稣这个人了。
Is to see the person of Jesus.
他说的不错。
That, yes, what he
很有权柄。
That what he says
很特别。
Is very special.
约翰说看哪、啊、神的羔羊除去世人罪。这个到底什么意思呢？继续看。
John the Baptist said that this is the Lamb of God that He has taken away the sins of the world. That what does that mean? All right, I will continue to see.
三年的时间。
Three years.
耶稣带着门徒。
Jesus took the disciples on for a three-year journey.
那你在福音书里头看着好多的地方，耶稣带着门徒走遍各城各乡。
And so in the Gospels. We see that Jesus took the disciples and journey through many, many cities and counties.
在这个过程当中,
in this process,
就是门徒们的门训的旅程。
This was the discipleship.
因为他们看见一些事情,
because they saw some,
不知道怎么处理,
they didn't know how to
问耶稣,
handle. They asked Jesus.
耶稣就告诉他们怎么处理。
And then Jesus told them.
在过程当中, 在这过程当中,
in this process,
那耶稣也教导他们怎么样子来操练他们的属灵生命。
Jesus taught them how to build up their spiritual life.
耶稣常常退离群众, 去到山上祷告。
There are often times where Jesus would retreat from the crowd.
门徒们说, 我怎么祷告啊?
Go to the mountains to pray, and the disciples say, well, how do I pray?
耶稣教导他们。
Jesus taught them.
所以在这个过程当中,
so in this process,
门徒们看见耶稣是谁。
The disciples saw who Jesus is.
他看见耶稣非常有能力。
They saw that Jesus has great authority.
他们可以有自己的想法。
That they might have their own thoughts.
就像我小的时候跟我的姨姨祷告。
It's just as if I was young, when I was young, I prayed along with my aunt.
他能治我的病。
Then we say that, well, he can cure my illness.
没错。
This is true.
他可以。
He can.
所以门徒们跟着耶稣。
And so disciples follow Jesus.
5饼2鱼, 哇, 这么多人喂饱了。
Five loaves of bread, two fish, and the crowd was filled.
那这些人喂饱了，这耶稣很厉害，不得了。门徒们继续跟着他。
Wow, this Jesus is extraordinary. We're going to follow him. Continue following him.
门徒们的想法各有不同。
And so each disciple had his own thought.
但是耶稣的教导越来越深，越来越深。
But the teaching of Jesus went deeper and deeper and deeper.
你能看见的，我们跟随主是一部分。
What you can see when we're following Jesus is part of it.
那我们跟随主的道路常常是局限在这一个层面上的。
And so oftentimes when we follow Jesus, our life is at a particular level.
就是我们外在的一些表象。
We have many external displays.
耶稣能帮我。
That Jesus can help
我跟着他,
me, that I will help him.
耶稣有能力,
that Jesus has
我跟着他,
might, I will
help 那我因为这样子, 我就相信, 我就跟着他去英国宣教了。
And because of that, I followed Jesus and I went to England for mission.
因为耶稣呼召我,
because Jesus has called
他是大能的神,
me, that he is almighty God.
我就去了那里去了。
So I went over there.
这个是一部分。
But this is part of it.
但是还有更深的一部分。
And yet it goes deeper.
这个部分是可能外面看不见的。
This is something that is may not be seen from the external.
而是我们里头的生命的真正的更新。
But that there's this renewal of the life that we have, this inner life that we have.
那这个是要在我们外面看不见的时候，有困难的时候才开始。
And this kind of grooming of this inner life will begin when it goes beyond.
所以当你看约翰福音的时候,
so when we look at the Gospel of John,
一开始门徒们跟着耶稣,
we see that the disciples followed
他看见耶稣,
Jesus,
跟随耶稣,
they saw Jesus, they followed him.
那但是呢, 当耶稣继续带着他们走的时候, 13章开始, 耶稣就开始把这个整个的这个教导进到另外一个深的层面了。
So, but when you see that in this process, Jesus would take it onto a higher plane starting from John chapter 13.
那知道这是最后晚餐, 对不对?
This is when we have arrived.
耶稣知道他要上十字架了。
Jesus knows he's on his way.
这门徒们, 这个时候确实不知道这个概念是怎么回事。
So the disciples had no idea, no recognition of what this means.
但耶稣知道。
But Jesus knew.
所以耶稣为门徒们洗脚。
And so he washed the disciples' feet.
十四章第一节、第二节、第三节的时候。
And when it comes to John chapter 14, verses 1, 2, and
3, 那耶稣就开始为门徒们祷告。
Jesus started to pray for his disciples.
特别是告诉门徒,
and especially he told them,
你们信神,
that you believe in God,
也要信我,
you have to believe in me.
你们信你不要忧伤,
that you do not have sorrow in your heart.
他讲这个什么意思?
What does he mean when he said that?
因为他知道他要上十字架了。
Because he knew he's going on the cross.
门徒们跟着他看见的这个非常显要的东西, 看得见的, 慢慢, 会突然一下子停下来。
Because all these outstanding things that disciples have seen coming from Jesus is going to come to a halt.
那这个时候,
but at this point,
他门徒们会怎么想?
What are disciples going to think?
这个时候, 他们还肯不肯跟着耶稣呢?
At this time, will they still be willing to follow Jesus?
这个时候, 他们心会怎么想呢?
What would they be going through in their mind?
所以耶稣说你们心里不要忧愁。
Do not be sorrowful in your heart.
耶稣知道你们会忧愁。
Because Jesus knew that the disciples will be
sorrowful. 我要去的地方你们不能去。
Where I'm going, you can't go.
但是我要预备更好的地方给你。
But yet I'm going to prepare even a better
place for you. 所以耶稣就预备这些门徒的心。
So Jesus knew the hearts of the disciples.
这个是门徒们属灵生命在关键的一个更新的地方。
This is a critical juncture for the renewal of the life of the disciples.
就是你看得见的东西暂时没有的时候。
That when there's a disappearance of all these external things that you can see,
你还能跟着什么？
Are you still going to be following God?
我们要去英国宣教的时候
as we are preparing to go to England for missions,
我有个非常好的属灵的前辈
I have this spiritual mentor, excellent spiritual mentor.
这属灵前辈他的名字是 Alan Gibel, 我们叫他 G 老师
His name is Alan Gibel, call him Mr. Gibb.
他在中国出生
He was born in China.
后来长大以后回到美国。
After he became an adult, he returned back to the
States. 读神学，然后再回到中国做宣教士。
And then he returned back to China to be a missionary.
最后在台湾40年做宣教士。
And then he later resided in Taiwan and for 40 years he was a missionary.
你见到他的时候，你就发现他比我还中国化。
And so when you meet him, you find that he's even more Chinese than I am.
因为他用筷子吃饭。
Because he uses chopsticks to eat rice.
你用盘子用筷子吃饭试试看。
Try using chopsticks, the combination of chopsticks and plates.
我不行了，我一定要叉子的了。
I'm no longer used to it. I really need a fork.
他送你走的时候，他一定送到你上车上去。
And so when he sees you off, he will definitely see you off until you.
我说季老师回家吧，不要送了。
He's like, Mr. Gibb, you don't have to send me off. You can go home.
哎呀，那，一定送到你上车。
Like, no. I have to make sure that I see you.
他比我还中国化，因为他完全成为一个中国人了。
Okay, he's even more Chinese because he himself has become a Chinese.
当我们要预备去说宣教士的时候
，So when we're preparing to become missionaries,
我自然去问他。
So I naturally asked him.
那我当时最担心的是什么呢
？Something that I was most concerned with at that time.
我不知道你们最担心的是什么。
I don't know what you're most concerned about.
你们最担心什么
？What are you most concerned about?
我跟你说我担心的是什么
？I can tell you what I was concerned about.
我以前都在教会奉献钱的。
That I always offered and had offering and tithing in church.
我是个教授。
That I'm a professor.
我有这个教会，我是奉献教会钱。
That when I go to church, I give my offering.
我从来没问教会要过钱。
I've never asked the church for money.
宣教士第一个功课。
The first lesson for a missionary.
我不但没钱了。
It's not only that I have.
我还要问人要钱。
I have to.
这个是我最难过的一关呢。
And I have to ask others for money. This was the hardest hurdle for me.
那这个故事还很长，我就不跟你们讲了。
Again, this is a very long story. I'm not going to.
但是最关键就是说，我那时候很担心。我说我要筹款8万英镑，8万美金。我从哪来的这钱？这些人我从来没试过这个动作。
I had to raise the fund of for 80,000 USD. I've never done this before. What am I going to do?
那个时候比现在差啊。那个时候比现在 worse than now.
Okay, it's even worse now.
那时候一对二的比例。
Oh, the exchange rate wasn't as good back then.
那个时候那个一对二的比例，那个是5万美金才25,000的英镑，那就不值钱了。
So can you imagine that for every 50,000 USD that you raise, you only get 25,000.
英国还很贵。
British pounds, and it's expensive to live in England.
所以那个时候我最担心就是这个怎么筹款。
So I was most concerned with how am I going to fundraise.
但是季老师就跟我说一句，这个是40年的宣教师跟我说的话。
But Mr. Gibb, who has been a missionary for 40 years, this is something that he told me.
他说 Henry, when you go to England, the least thing you have to worry about is money. 对不起，不要。
Henry, 你去英国的时候，你最不需要担心的就是钱这件事情。
我说 ，You sure? 真的吗
？You sure?
这个。这个 钱是我最担心，他说你最不用担心的是钱。
But money is my greatest concern, and you're telling me.
你会面对更多更多比钱更难办的事情。
He said you're going to face challenges that are much, 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 much harder than money issues.
我不明白嘛。
I had no understanding at the time.
结果我去了英国，真的。
So after I went to England, alas.
所以我告诉你们。钱是你们最不需要担心的事。
So I'm telling you now that money is your the least of your worries.
虽然现在肯定是很大一件事儿。
Even though right now it seems like it's the most challenging.
但是呢，你会面对更多的难处。
There will be more difficult situations.
但是这个时候
，But at this time，
就是那个 gracious uncertainty 的时候。
At this kind of moment, that's when you have your gracious uncertainty.
那我在神要在这个过程当中训练你
，That God is going to train you up in this process，
让你更明显明白他的心意
，That to know His will better，
更来接近他
，To be draw closer to，
更来抓住他的手
，To hold His hand。
你知道我在美国很久很久
，You know I've been in the States for a long, long time。
那我在美国，我觉得是如鱼得水
，And so I feel as if I'm a fish swimming in the sea。
所以我在美国很自然
，So I felt very natural.
那以前在教会里头服侍的也很开心。
And so I happily and joyfully served when I was at church.
我们在一个大学生的教会里头跟你们很像。
And so I was in a church that had primarily ministers to the college students.
那我在学校里头教书工作。
And so I was teaching in the college.
那当然我们在一起的时候非常开心。
And so when we were together, we were all very happy.
我因为这样子我就知道我大概是还不错。
And so in that kind of situation, I thought, well, I'm pretty good.
Yeah. 那我想，当我加入 COCN 的时候
，And so I was thinking, well, and when I joined COCN,
第一个呼召是看见那边的中国学生很多。
The first calling was for me to see that there were many Chinese students.
是神呼召我这样子看见的。
That God has called me and He allowed me to see that.
那我觉得我挺 OK 的。
And so I thought I was I'm pretty decent.
在学生当中我是如鱼得水的。
And so I'm among the students, I'm a complete natural.
所以我去了那里我觉得没问题。
So I think that when I go over there, I have no issues whatsoever.
那我去了那以后呢
?So when I went over,
就发现有另外一个图画出现。
I realized that there was a different picture that was
painted. 不是我想象的那种。
It was a picture that I wasn't anticipating.
因为我想象是在团契里头带着学生跟他们一起吃饭一起包饺子一起。
Yeah, because something that I thought we would do is like we'll be in a small group, we'll make dumplings together.
我们一起出去玩。
That we'll go out and enjoy life together.
那我发现在那里去了以后，这些学生不去华人教会。
But I realized that when I went to England, these Chinese students they do not go to a Chinese church.
为什么那里华人教会跟我们这里不一样？
Why is because the Chinese churches in England they are different.
学东长老他是大陆人对吧
？Elder Tennyson, he is his national. Well, he's from China.
Yeah. 那他呢？我知道他是广东人，对不对
？And so he's from the province of Canton.
那来这里可能是很典型的，到我们这里读书，然后开始信主服侍神。
So he might have a typical story of how he came to the States, started his education, came to know the Lord, part of a church, started serving the church.
但是在英国也有很多广东人。
But in England, there are many Cantonese.
但是他们多数不是去那里读书。
But they did not go there for studies.
多数的人是去那里做蓝领阶层。
They went there and they were blue collar, middle class.
所以在英国最普遍的一个中国餐厅是 Chinese takeaway.
And so in England, the one most popular Chinese restaurants would be the takeaway restaurant.
那这些 takeaway restaurant 是给外国人做的。
And so these takeaway bistros, they are for the locals.
那但是这个华人群体很大。
But yet you have such a big Chinese community.
所以我去的时候，我突然碰见这个群体。
And so all of a sudden, I encounter this different community.
哎呀，我那个时候感恩呢，我说神啊，好，还好。我在香港泡过几年，会讲广东话。
And so Lord, I said, "Oh Lord, I'm so thankful that I at least was immersed in Hong Kong for a few years, so I could speak Cantonese."
但是我跟这群交流的时候，我发现，哎呀，我以前出牌的方法跟现在不能够不行了。
And so when I started interacting with them, I realized that all the way that I've done in the past are no longer applicable.
这开这个餐厅的人啊,
the restaurant owners,
绝大多数用现金来交往的,
the most of them, they would do cash exchange or cash transactions.
So. 对，那简单讲就是他们这群人是不会报税的。
So simply said, they will not have proper tax reports, or they will not even file tax reports.
那这个我知道，我在教会里头泡过好多年嘛，对不对？
And so I've immersed myself in the church for so long.
你们告诉我这样对不对？
This I know, and you can tell me,
对不对？
Is that right or is that wrong?
不对嘛，对不对？
It's not right.
不能骗人嘛，对不对？ 是吧？那我知道啊，我教过嘛，对不对？我们在这儿很容易啊，嗯。可是到那以后，发现全部都是这样子的。
And so it's easier over here because we all know that it's wrong. Like I could teach that, but when I go over there, everyone does the wrong thing and becomes.
我可以告诉你，所有做外卖店的人，基本上很少我见过这个不是这样子的。
And so I could essentially tell you that nearly all the restaurant owners, they would not file tax returns.
他们在教会里头啊。
When they're in church.
你怎么讲道啊？
How are you going to preach a sermon?
那这些人，但是我很感谢神，我可以跟他们讲广东话。
But I'm so thankful to.
啊，我说神呐，你真是奇妙。
Oh Lord, you're amazing.
至少我可以跟他们。他说，牧师啊，来家里吃饭。
He said, "Well, Pastor, do come to my home for a meal."
那你跟他们吃饭的时候，你就发现他们心里的一些心酸。
And so as you have a meal with them and they talk, you could sense the heartache that they have.
我那个时候就知道了，我说为什么他们不可以报税。
And so when I found out why they cannot file tax report.
他跟我算了一下，因为一报税他就没赚了。
He said that they did a calculation for me, and after tax, they essentially are left with no profit.
那没赚了就不能生存嘛。
With no profit, there's no living.
那我去的时候，我戴着一个帽子。
And so when I went to England, I had a cap on.
那这个帽子是在这些学生群体里头戴的帽子。
And so, oh, this cap of esteem was among.
可是我到了以后，我发现这个群体在我旁边。
But now that I realize that there's this other community that is.
我必须明白他们是怎么想的。
Coming alongside me, I need to think about what they're thinking, how they're thinking.
我觉得神很奇妙。
I know that God is marvelous.
神那个时候就教我学这个功课。
That he taught me to learn this lesson. He said, you know a lot in the past. But now as you enter this community, all of a sudden I understand. Oh, Zacchaeus, calm down. Remember this story? That I'm going to your house for a meal.
神说你, come, follow me.
God says, come, follow me.
那时候我才突然明白什么是跟着耶稣走。
All of a sudden, I had this deep recognition of what it means to follow Jesus.
因为这群人他们的生命,
because the life of this particular group of people, you need to live among them so that you can know their lives.
我特别的感谢神。
I thank God.
所以当我去到欧洲以后,
so after I went to Europe,
我发现神在这个宣教工厂上面训练我。
I recognize that God was training me in the harvest field.
就是以前我的所谓知道的。
That what I knew in the past.
现在我开始真正体会耶稣的心肠。But
now I begin to know what the heart of Christ is.
我发现欧洲的宣教工厂很难。
I recognized that it is hard grounds in Europe. Because it is not one monocultural group. But it is a very broad, very diverse ecosystem of population. That God wants us to be incarnational, to be truth becoming flesh and enter and live among them.
在这个过程当中,
that in this process,
神就让我们来训练,
that God trains us up in our trust for Him.
不要看我们以前的知识。
That we will not fall back on the knowledge that we have in the past.
我们确实做很多的学生工作。
Indeed, we do a lot of ministry work with the students.
这些学生工作从年轻人到了英国。
These students, they have come to England when they're young.
那他们在那里读书。
They did study there.
在那里信主。
They came to know the Lord there.
可是在这过程当中。
But in the process,
他们会面对很多很多的挑战。
They do face many, many challenges.
那很多回到中国去。
Many have returned back to China.
在他们跟随主的这个道路上头。
And in this process, or is this journey of following the Lord,
也是同样的。
In the same way,
常常一开始的时候，看见这个耶稣的伟大。
In the beginning, they see the greatness of Jesus.
事实上可能是明白。
And then, perhaps in their head knowledge, they start to comprehend.
但是在实际生活面对困难的时候，他们就会变成说：“哎呀，这个神是真的吗？我还要跟着他走吗？”
But in coming into real life, when it encounters difficult challenges, how to practice it, the question arises, do I follow him?
这特别是当他们回中国以后。
Especially when they return back to China.
英国跟美国不太一样。
And so England and America, there are differences.
那去英国的学生。
The students who go to England,
绝大多数要回国。
Most of them will have to return back to China.
他们回国以后，在那里的挑战就是一个很大的一个对我们来说的一个挑战。
And so when they return back to China, the challenge that they have is also the challenge that we have.
那我就给你们讲一两个这样子的故事。
And so I'll tell you one or two of these kind of stories.
那我今年是算是安息年。
So this is my sabbatical year.
那所以呢，安息年呢，我们有机会回国看一下。
So we have this opportunity to go back to China to see what's happening there.
那我就特别去找。以前在英国的一些学生。
So I made particular efforts to go visit those students that I ministered to while back in England.
这个同学他是在苏格兰信主。
This particular brother or student believed in the Lord when he was in Scotland.
那他信主以后呢，又到威尔士去读研究院。
And so he went to Wales for further studies.
那完了以后呢，他又在我们COCM做义工。
After that, he became a volunteer at COCM.
在这个过程当中，虽然经过一些挑战，但是他总的来说，属灵的生命是往上走。
And so, even though in this journey he did encounter challenges, but his spiritual life was on an ascent.
因为在这个过程当中呢，我们这群他的长者一直带着他。
Because during this process, he had a group.Of elders who are guiding him along.
他有需要的时候，我为他祷告。
That when he has needs, he is prayed for.
陪伴着他。
To accompany him.
回了国以后。
But when he returned back to China.
就不太一样了。
Oh, everything was very different.
那我去天津找他。
So I went to Tianjin to look for him.
那他在天津呢？回去以后，一开始非常热心。
And so when he went back to Tianjin, initially he was very, he was a fervor. For the Lord.
每个星期写一个信给我们。
That he will write a letter to us every week.
这叫做这个这个我们的这个它叫做家书啊家书。
This is a newsletter.
那他就
about the family.
告诉我们他在国内找着教会了。
And he said, "Oh, I found a church in China."
过了一段时间，突然停下来了。
But all of a sudden, there was silence.
我就说，哎。什么事
情发生了？ So I was wondering, something must have happened.
你知道这群年轻人现在回国以后，他其中一个最关键的就是找对象，对不对？
And so you know that for many of these young people who are returning back to China, one of their most critical challenges would be to have to seek a partner.
那我们的教导是一定要在主里头找，对不对？
And so our teaching is to say you need to have a spouse who is in the Lord.
这是神给我们的一个心意啊。
This is the will of God for us.
那可是呢，他们回国以后很难。
But for them, when they go back to China, it's very difficult. So I was thinking, something must have happened.
那后来确实是。
Oh, and indeed, something did happen.
他的妈妈给他介绍一个非常好的姐妹啊。
And so his mother introduced to him this very sweet lady.
那这个姐妹没信主。
But this lady was not a Christian.
但是她呢就跟她交往。
And, but they started to date.
神有恩典。
God has His grace.
他这个结婚了。
They got married.
那我这次就专门去看他。
So I made a special visit to him.
那看见他有个小的 baby。
And saw that he now has a little baby.
家庭非常非常的好。
That this family is harmonious.
那我就在问他这个故事怎么回事。
So I was asking him, so what's the story?
那他就告诉我说，他一开始的时候看见这姐妹，虽然他没信主，他想要跟她在一起。
So he said, well, initially when he saw her, she was a very sweet lady. I know she's not yet a believer, but I would like to interact with her.
啊，这个时候呢，那神特别特别的怜悯她。
So
the, 他知道不是很好，但是他喜欢这个姐妹。
So the Lord had special grace on him. He said that even he knew that the Lord was not approving of this, but he still liked her a lot.
他就传福音给这姐妹。
So he told her the gospel.
他就非常的 aggressive 的传。
Very aggressively evangelized this.
这个姐妹她就说：“这个你这个到底怎么回事？你神经病吗？”
And so this sister initially was just saying, "Are you mad? What are you doing?"
这个经过一段时间。
After a period of time.
这个弟兄就祷告嘛，他已经有了教会了。
This brother continued to pray. He has a church.
这个姐妹后来呢？她自己给我讲的故事。
So this sister, she has her own story.
她说我本来觉得她神经病的。
So initially, I thought this guy was out of his mind.
但是后来我觉得他不是，他不是傻瓜。
And but later on, I realized that he's no fool.
那他之所以这么信这个神，一定有些东西。
And if he's no fool and yet he believes in his Lord, there must be something in that belief.
他就自己去寻找。
So she began to search on her own.
啊，后来因为这关系，他就觉得，哎呀，这个神是真神。
And because of this context, she said, "Oh, this is a real God."
那结果他们就结婚了。
And so they became married.
现在他们两个是在这个教会里头服侍。
And so now both of them are serving in the church.
我很感谢神。
Oh, I thank the Lord.
我说神啊。
It's like God.
你让我学习什么功课？
Oh, what lesson did you teach me
here? 这个弟兄。
But this brother.
这个弟兄他肯定是知识上知道一些。
He knew something in terms of the knowledge.
但是当他跟这姐妹交流的时候
，But when he started interacting with this particular sister,
他的自己的这个感受 take over.
That his feelings took over.
但是他里头有一个真实的声音说信这个神，信这个神，所以他就叫这个姐妹信神。
But then there is still this true voice in him to say that believe in the Lord, believe in the Lord, and so pressed him to preach the gospel to her.
神就把这姐妹带回来。
And brought this sister back to him.
神给他的恩典实在是超过他可以想象。
This is a grace that has been given to him that's beyond his imagination.
那神告诉我一个功课。
So the Lord taught me a lesson.
陪着他们走。
Walk with them.
陪着他们走。
Accompany them.
因为在我们前面道路的时候，我们不知道他会发生什么事情。
Because we do not know what is coming in the future for them.
但是有一天他可能会走到很低的低谷。
There might be a day when he will be walking straight down into the depth of the valley.
前面会发生什么事情。
We cannot see what's coming.
那这个时候神的 gracious uncertainty 就要训练我们来跟着他。
And at this point in time, God's gracious uncertainty will kick in to challenge us to walk with him.
当我们的神呼召彼得的时候。
When our God called Peter,
说你来跟着我走的时候。
Come, follow me.
你们告诉我神耶稣基督他知道彼得。
Do tell me if Jesus the God knows if Peter is going to deny him three times.
知道吗？
Does Jesus know?
但是耶稣还是说你来跟着我走。
Yet Jesus says, "Come, follow me."
什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
因为耶稣说彼得，你跟着我走。
Because Jesus says, "Peter, you follow me."
我知道你会背叛我。
I know you will.
你还是来跟着我走。
Betray me, but you will follow me.
你会跌倒。
I know you'll stumble.
你还是要跟着我走。
But you must follow me.
因为你一定要跟着我才能够到真理道路上走。
Because only when you follow me can you be on the truth, the way.
简单讲，神在呼召我们的时候。
When God calls us,
他 他知道你的软弱。
He knows our weakness.
他知道你会有很多低沉的时候。
He knows that we all have many slumps.
当神呼召我的时候。
When God called me.
他知道我会有低沉的时候。
He knew that I will hit low points.
但是这个时候神说。
But at this time.
你来跟着我走。
Come, follow me.
你的心不要忧伤。
Do not be sorrowful in your heart.
信神也当信我。
That you believe in God, but trust in me also.
还有一个弟兄。
There was another brother.
也是在英国信主。
He also believed in the Lord in England.
回国以后。
After he went back to the mainland.
他也是开始被国内的那个整个的这个环境影响。
He was also affected by the environment in China.
就开始不去教会。
So he began to not go to church.
他一直不敢跟其他的同学联系。
And he had no, he did not dare to remain in contact with the other students.
那当我这次回去的时候，我就特别去找他。
And so when I went back to China, this, I made a special visit to him.
那有一个婚礼。
And there was a wedding.
是我们的一些回去的义工的婚礼。
And this is a wedding of volunteers who used to be at COCM.
那我就叫他说把他请过来。
And so I said, invite him.
那他果然那天来了。
And so he did come that day.
我看见他以后，因为我们在英国很深的感情。
Yeah, we had such an intimate relationship in England, and so when I saw him,
我给他受洗的。
I baptized him, in fact.
当他来的时候，我就远远看着他，我就给他一个大的拥抱。
And so when I saw him, I went over and gave him a bear hug.
他跟我说，牧师，对不起你。
Oh, he said, oh, pastor, I'm so sorry.
我说 no.
So, he said no.
你不是信我。
He said, you don't believe in me.
不不不。
I'm not the one that you should believe in.
Right, yes. 那你要信的这个神啊。
You must believe in God.
这个神爱你啊。
That God loves you.
这个神爱你不是因为你是基督徒他爱你。
That God loves you not because you are a Christian.
因为你是浪子他爱你。
But because you're a prodigal son, God loves you.
所以他回去以后就给我写了这么一个条子。
And so after he went home, he wrote me this note.
他我回到英国以后他给我写这个在微信上这么说的。
After I went back, this was a note, this was a text from on WeChat.
李牧师感谢上帝的包容和巡回，感谢你的拥抱，今天和义工弟兄姐妹们一起用了晚餐，分享了彼此的经历，温暖而亲切。我一直假想的那个上帝用该如何交代拦阻着我，今天我才明白了上帝实际上一直对我敞开着怀抱，我会努力回转，再次出发，重新去认识他，走进他。请你常常为我祷告。
Okay, Reverend Henry, I thank the Lord for his acceptance as well as him bringing me back, and I thank you very much for your embrace. To have the dinner with the volunteers and with the brothers and sisters.And to share our mutual experiences, it was such heartwarming and intimate times. And I've been thinking about what it means that God would use and how I'm supposed to even account for that. And that he would bar me. But today I understand what God has done, and is that God has practically always been opened. His bosom has always been open to me, and I willput in the effort to turn around, to start again, to reboot, to know him more, to walk into him. Thank you for praying. Please pray often for me. Thank you.
在他的理智里头,
that in his consciousness,
他觉得这个神是要交代的。
Oh, sorry. In his rationale, he thinks that he needs to kind of make a report to this God.
他觉得这个神我要到他里头是要条件的。
That to go to God, he's conditional.
我都不知道我去了国内邀请他来一个婚礼，那样一下对他的 impact 是这样子的 impact。
I had no idea that going to China and meeting him for that moment is going to have such an impact.
我没有想到回收的这样的一个条子。
I did not expect this text from him.
但是神在这时候告诉我。
But the Lord told me at that moment.
神的心是要把所有的浪子都找回来。
That God's heart is to bring back all the prodigal sons.
简单讲说，我们这群 不行的人。
Is to say that us who are so incompetent.
我们这群像彼得，彼得其实是非常不好的一个人。
And so we are like Peter, Peter who is not a good person.
神要让我们回来跟着他走。
That God wants us to return back to Him to follow Him.
那这个是神给我的一个功课。
That this is the lesson that God has given me.
就是抓着神。
That to hold on to God.
不要看我们的环境。
That to do not look at our
environment. 我们要的。
What we want,
不是我们的成就,
are not our accomplishments,
不是我们带多少人信主,
not how many people we've brought to the Lord,
不是我们对圣经背得多熟,
not how sure we are with Scripture.
那这些都重要,
all these are important.
不要说我李牧师说这也不重要, 不是,
I'm not saying that you know, these are not important matters.
神要的。
But what God wants
是我们抓着神的手,
is that we will hold on to God's hand.
要耶稣,
that we want Jesus.
专留要耶稣,
that we want, we only want Jesus.
那 Elizabeth Elliot,
Elizabeth Elliot,
你们听过她的名字吗?
Have you heard of her name?
她呢, 写了一本书,
she wrote a book.
叫做 Those Strange Ashes, 这个中文我叫不知道怎么翻译了，就是那些、特别的
灰迹，
灰迹、或者献祭，献的祭。
献祭。
那原因是什么呢？ Elizabeth Elliot 的故事很特别，她第一个丈夫在奥卡族那里被杀，对吧？
And so Elizabeth Elliot, she wrote a book titled These Strange Ashes, and her story is very amazing.Her first husband was a missionary to the Orcas.
那被杀死了。
But he was killed.
在他的一生当中，他面对了好多这样子的挑战。
And so for Elizabeth Elliot, she met many of such challenges in her life.
那在他的这本书上，他最后写了这么一个故事。
But she wrote this story as her closure to her book.
他当然是在反省，在他跟随耶稣的这么长的路程当中，神给他有时候很好的，也有时候给他很艰苦的时候。
And so she was reflecting on this life that God had given her, and she recognized that God had given her really pleasant moments and some really challenging moments.
有时候有很好的成就。
There are moments of great success.
但是有时候那成就完全没用。
And then there are moments where these successes are pointless.
那他就在 reflect， 就是到底神给他的功课是什么
？And so she was reflecting on what could this possibly mean？
他就讲了这么一个故事，当然是一个虚拟的故事，但是我觉得很有意义。
And so she gave this parable， which I think is very meaningful。
那他说彼得，我们都认识彼得哈。
So she said， well， Peter， as we all know。
那些门徒们跟着耶稣走。
Like all these disciples are following Jesus。
那当然，耶稣走遍各城各乡。
And so Jesus walked through the towns and the cities.
那有时候这些门徒们就跟着他，耶稣说什么他就做什么。
And so Jesus said, "Well, whatever you're going to do, this is what you're supposed to do," and the disciples would do it.
那他们有时候饿了嘛，肚子饿了。
And so there are times where they're hungry.
所以彼得有一次呢，耶稣跟他们走的时候，耶稣就叫门徒们说，你们每个人拿一个石头。
And so Jesus was telling all the disciples.Each of you will carry a rock or stone.
哎，那他们就一个人拿一个石头。
So each of them took up a stone.
走到山上。
Start to walk and walk to a mountain.
彼得呢，因为他知道要走很远的路，拿了一个小石头。
And so Peter knew that it was going to be a long journey, so he took a little pebble.
Peter. 然后那个 John 就随便拿了一个比较大的石头。
And there was John who just grabbed a pebble.
丢到了山上了。
So they walked to the top of the mountain.
把石头放下。
Jesus said, "Put down the rock."
祷告。
Pray.
石头变面包了。
The stone became bread.
哇，这个 John 那个大石头变成大面包。
Oh, for John, it was a big stone became a big loaf of bread.
吃的很好，很饱。
Wow, it was so filling.
这个彼得说一只小小面包。
And for Peter, he got this exquisite hors d'oeuvre.
不太够。
Not enough.
那就 John 还分享。
And so John was able to share some.
继续往前走。
They continued to walk forward.
哎，耶稣又说了，你们一个人现在再搬一个石头。
And so Jesus said, "Each of you carry a stone." So again, John wasn't very calculative. He just took and Peter picked up this big rock. They walked to a riverbank. That was a shade.
Finally,
so Peter was thinking, oh, finally.
那好，他就坐下来。耶稣说，把石头扔到河里头去。
And so, Jesus said, well, now throw the stone or pebble into the river.
约翰拿着小石头，砰一声，啾啾啾啾啾。
And so with John, he was able to just toss it in the river.
比这大石头。
And for that big rock, took a lot of strength.He looked at Jesus.
So, what happens now?
那你现在是要干嘛？
耶稣回头看一下你，彼得。
Jesus turned around and looked at Peter.
你是为谁搬这个石头？
Who are you carrying this rock for?
这是个虚拟的故事。
This is a parable. But it is a lesson that we need to learn. As we move forward, are we moving forward for ourselves or are we moving forward for Jesus? When your environment changes, when you can't see Jesus in front of you,When you cannot see Jesus before you.
看不见他那些非常能干的 glorious 的东西。
When you cannot see all those competent, glorious actions.
当他不在。
When it seems that he's not there.
耶稣微小的声音问。
There is a whisper that comes from Jesus asking you.
你看不见我。
You cannot see me.But I am present. I want to take you through the valley of the shadow of death. Will you continue to walk with me? When I went to England, I had a head of dark hair. And I had a lot of hair.But if you look at me now, I have even lesser hair than Elder Tennyson, and that they're turning gray. That was me 11 years ago. You will face challenges.And there are matters far harder than money issues. Will you still follow the Lord? Let us pray.
天父孩子来到你的面前。
O Heavenly Father, as your children we come before you,
求你跟我们讲话。
May you speak to us.
主你呼召我们。
May you call us.
来跟随你。
To follow you.
主，你知道我们比彼得还差好多。
Oh Lord, you know that we are even less competent than Peter.
但是主，你给我们何等荣幸。
But Lord, such an honor that you bestow upon us.
让我们能够贴身的跟你走。
That we could walk right next to you in such proximity, intimacy.
感谢你。
Lord, thank you.
求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
紧紧抓着你的手。
To hold on to your hand ever so tightly.
学习做你的门徒。
To learn to be your disciple.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
That I pray by the sacred name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，昨日平安。
Peace be with you in the Lord, brothers and sisters.
当我们准备去英国的时候，有一天，我想，美国这边的工厂，这边的校园也很多的需要。我想我们去英国跟在这里的应该是一样的，但是我不知道神为什么要带我们去英国。
So when we were preparing to go to England, in my heart, I was trying to think over this question. There are a lot of needs also in the United States when it comes to student ministry. Why is it that God is now leading us to England to serve in the student ministry? Are there any differences?
今天听了这篇吕牧师的讲道，我明白了。
And now I have this understanding after hearing this message from Reverend Henry.
神要我们夫妇俩在 gracious uncertainty 当中紧紧抓着神。
That God wants us as a couple to hold on to Him, to cling to Him in this gracious uncertainty.
那我简短分享一下我们蒙召的一些经历。
So I will now share with you some of our experiences as we heard God's calling.
2008年我第一次去英国短宣。
2008 was my first visit to England for a short-term mission.
去了那儿不久，我就听说基督教华侨布道会就是 COCM。
So I that was when I first heard of COCM.
之后我们知道他们在做很多学生的事工。
And later on, I heard more about how they're serving among the students.
我们就开始跟COCM 合作办营会，有福音营、栽培营，还有读经营。
And so we began to be in contact with COCM. We established a partnership to lead different camps, learning Bible, to be more disciple, to reach out.
那时候我就周末我们也到校园，所以那时候我就整个视野开阔了，才知道英国的留学生、中国留学生的需要是多么的深广。
And it was at that time that my horizon was expanded, and I saw just the depth of the needs of Chinese students in England.
2010年以后，我们就每年都去。所以2010年有一次我在早上灵修的时候
，in the year 2010, doing one of my morning devotions.
神借着以赛亚书43章那边那有一段经文来感动了我。
God moved my heart.With the passage from Isaiah 43.
那个时候经文的背景是以色列人已经南北分裂了。
This is a time when Israel has already broken up into the two kingdoms.
耶和华那个时候给他们一个很大的应许。
That the Lord had given them a substantial promise.
说你必不在火中被烧着，水必不漫过你。我耶和华是你的神。
That the fire will not consume you, that the waters will not overwhelm you, that I am your Lord.
我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
That I am the one who will open up the path in the desert and bring about the rivers in the wilderness.
所以当我在英国灵修到这些经文的时候，我知道神在感动我。
And so when I was in England and I was reading His word, I know that God is moving me in my heart.
因为在英国也同样，好像以色列当年一样，真的成为了属灵的荒凉之地。
Because England, like Israel of old, has become a spiritual wasteland.
所以那时候我就跟神说，神其实在我心中有一个声音说，你不光是要来短宣，要来长宣。
And so the Lord at that time planted this thought in me to say that you are no longer just going to come to England for short-term mission, but you're going to come here for long-term.
在那个时候我就求神给我不断坚定这个呼召，而且让我看见环境中的印证。
And so I continue to ask the Lord to give me affirmations of his particular calling and to see the different signs in my living environment.
第一个印证我看见的就是英国的巨大的需要，但是那边的华人教会的属灵资源却杯水车薪。刚刚李牧师已经分享了一些。
And so we could see one of the major signs was for me to see more and more of just how immense the need is in England, and yet at the same time when it comes to the Chinese churches, resources are very limited.
回想我在美国走进教会成为慕道友，到我信主，到后来全职侍奉这么短短的几年，在北美确实有这么好的华人教会和资源，属灵的资源。
So for the North American churches, it is a wonderful resources for those who will come here, study, get to know the Lord, and start to grow in their discipleship.
所以那时候又有另外一个声音跟我说。
So there's another voice that starts to speak to me.
以斯帖记四章十四节说。
In the book of Esther.
焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
That you for you to become queen, isn't it for this very moment?
第二个印证我祷告的就是我的先生吴云海，他也应该接受到神同一个呼召。
So the second affirmation.Would be that for my husband to also have this, this desire impressed upon his heart.
So, 2014年我们跟教会的另外两位弟兄姐妹一起去短宣的时候，云海就受到了震撼。
So, in 2014, when we went to England for another short-term mission with two other couples, 云海 was very overwhelmed.
2015年我们再想去英国的时候，他却被诊断出初期的前列腺癌。
But in 2015, when we were preparing to go to England, he was diagnosed with early pancreatic cancer. Oh no, sorry, prostate cancer. My bad. Sorry.
那时候我的信心又掉到了谷底。
So for me at that time, my faith in fact dipped real low.
但是2016年我们再次听到了吕子峰牧师从英国来跟我们在一个宣教年会上我们听到了他的信息。
In 2016, during a mission conference, we again heard the preaching from Reverend Henry.
2017年当我准备一篇讲道的时候，神透过那个经文把我的阴霾对于他的信心重新把我的阴霾除去，对他信心重新提拔起来。
In 2017, I was preparing to preach. God cleared all any remaining cloudiness in my life, and again raised me up in my faith.
2018年三月，云海的工作被lay off， 他被解雇。
In 2018, 云海 was laid off.
我知道神的时间到了。
I knew that the Lord's time has come.
所以我们就马上着手准备，我们下个月8月15号就离开。
And so we began getting ready, and we will be leaving on the 15th of August.
下面请云海分享他的见
证。Now we'll have Yun Hai to share his testimony.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
当你们听到 Gabby 2008年他已经到英国短宣的时候
，So you hear that Gabby went to England for a short-term mission in 2008.
我经历了我人生最大的灾难。
I experienced my greatest disaster in life.
我来到了这里。
And I came here.
从此我蒙福了。
And from then on, I received grace and blessings.
所以当我环视到兄弟姊妹和新朋友的时候，我真是一种比较复杂的心情。
So my heart is in a tear right now because I see my brothers and sisters, I see my new friends.
因为当我回想我的一生的时候，我发觉无论在中国的校园还是美国的校园，我都看到了兄弟姊妹们的身影。
Because wherever I am, whether it's in China or is in the United States, I do see my brothers and sisters.
但2009年那个时候，我特别有一种感动。因为我听到了一些故事，那时候有很多的像云彩般的见证，他们到德国的东部去宣教。
So in 2009, I heard of these many stories of a cloud of witnesses that went to the eastern part of Germany for missions.
他们去关心那里的学生。
They went there to care for the students over there.
后来我听说有一对老夫妻，他们在美国退休了。
And later on, I heard of this elderly couple who have retired.
They went to 德东, 一直服侍到80岁.
And they went over to East Germany to serve there until they were 80 years old.
我好羡慕这样的生命。
For me, I had such a desire for such a life.
所以实际上从09年我就在这里，神就给我一颗愿意跟随他的心，永远跟随他，并且那时候我立志大概是十年以后，我会全时间。
So the Lord gave me a heart, a determination to be committed to Him, to follow Him. And at that time, I also had this conviction that in 10 years' time, 十年以后是吗？
Yeah, 十年以后，全时间服侍。
10 years later, I will give myself to the Lord for full-time ministry.
但是神很奇妙。
I mean, the Lord is amazing.
今年二月，当我们申请加入 COCM 的时候
，This year in February when we applied to join COCM，
三月份我就被解雇了。
In March I was laid off，
所以我又经历了一些不容易。
So I've again experienced some challenges，
所以我的白头发也挺多的。
So I also had my grays，
我不知道还能更 worse 到什么地步。
I don't know how much more gray they will become。
所以当后来我确定神呼召我们去英国的时候
So when I could ascertain that God is calling us to go to England
有兄弟姊妹问我们去多久
There are brothers and sisters who asked how long are you going to be away for
我就开玩笑
So I kind of tease
我说我可能要被埋葬在戴德森的家乡了
Oh, I may have toBe buried in the hometown of Taylor, Hudson Taylor.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
现在是我们中国人接过福音棒的时候了
This is the time that we Chinese are to take over the baton of spreading the gospel.
我很感谢神
I thank the Lord.
他激励我到雾都去寻找雾都孤儿。
That he has sent me to the city of fog to seek out those orphans who are in the fog.
那些失散的灵魂。
The souls that are lost.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我很感谢神，这十年我跟你们一起当兵。
That I'm so glad to have gone through this military training with you together in the past 10 years.
我们是基督的精兵。
That we are the Lord's soldiers.
让我们一起为主征战。
Let us continue to fight this battle for the Lord.
谢谢大家。
Thank you all.
谢谢钟姊妹还有吴云海弟兄给我们的这样的一个分享。
We are very thankful for such a testimony given by Brother Yunhai and Sister Gabby.
感谢当年感动戴德生的灵也感动他们。
We are thankful that the spirit who led Hudson Taylor is also the same spirit that is now leading them.
我们也祷告，这是我们教会的一个开始。
We do pray that this is also the dawn of a new age for our church.
我们会差派更多的宣教士到世界的各个角落。
That we will send forth more missionaries to the different corners of the world.
来传扬他的名。
That we will spread, proclaim his name.
好，现在我们要为他们祷告。
We would like to pray for them at this moment.
我们请所有的执事们都上到台前来。
We do like to invite all the deacons to come forward.
来向他们表明我们对他们的支持。
To express our support for them.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你这个美好的时刻。
Father in heaven, we thank you for such a good, pleasant moment at this time.
我们感谢你拣选你的仆人使女。
We thank you that you have appointed your servants. That you've impressed upon them to go to an unfamiliar environment to proclaim your name. We do pray for the harvest field that they will be entering into. We do pray for England as a country. That this has used to be such a cradle for the gospel. But now is a wasteland. O Spirit, we ask that you will continue, you will light up again the flame of the Spirit. That you will revive the different ministries and bring more to know you. We do want to pray for Brother Yunhai and Sister Gabby. That in this journey they are going to face hurdles. That we ask that you will always help them to see,
跟从,
to follow,
信靠,
to trust.
让他们不论是在他们所需要的生活上的需要,
that be it their needs for their daily living,
还是他们在工厂上所遇到的, 所需要的体力和精力, 还有智慧,
or when they're in the fields, when they're challenged in their strength and their wisdom,
我们都求你亲自的供应给他们,
O Lord, we ask that you will personally provide for them,
让他们每天都看到你的恩典,
that they will see your grace each and every day.
紧紧地抓住你的手, 走前面的道路,
they will hold tightly to your hands and they will walk your way.
我们也为我们CCMC的教会祷告,
Lord, we pray also for our church. We pray that we will be such strong support for them. That we will be a church that will care for the missionaries. That we will also be a sending church, a church that sends missionaries. That as Brother Yunhai and Sister Gabby goes into the front line, we in the back will give them such strong support.
在祷告上,
that in prayer,
在经济支援上,
in financial support,
以及我们个人的关怀上,
in our personal care,
都能够给他们带来安慰,
that we will bring comfort into their lives.
就这些奉主耶稣基督的名祷告,
by this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Such as what Jesus has said, how the God the Father has sent me, that Jesus, you will send us into mission. Oh Spirit, may you fill Brother Yunhai and Sister Gabby, that they will listen and be obedient to your calling, and as they step out, that they will follow after the incarnational example of Jesus, that their testimony will be a wholesome testimony, that it's not just a verbal proclamation, but that through life. Lord, we thank you that you've called them into this foreign land of England. Lord, may you help them to follow after your example. That how you have left the glories of heaven, that you've come to earth and lived among us, help them to live such a life. That in this process, we know that there can be many challenges and annoyances. But Lord, we ask that you will surround them with your love. That they will believe in God, they will believe in Jesus also. That your Spirit will, that the Holy Spirit will never depart from them.
求你差派你的使者在后头为他们做后盾。
Oh, as a child, we pray that we will be the support for them.
求你在他们前面为他们开路。
That you will open up the way for them ahead.
让你的爱来激励他们。
That your love will compel them, inspire them.
Gabby, 她来到美国以后信主，跟随你。
Just as how Sister Gabby has come to the States, she's come to know you because of that.
就像云海如何在她生命最惨的时候，最破碎的时候，你把她从灰尘当中举起来。
And also for brother, it would be like for brother Yunhai, who even though in the worst time of his life, you've lifted him up.
让我们切记你的爱。
May we remember your love.
所以当我们往前走的时候，
that as we move forward,
让他们定睛在你的十字架，
that they will fix their eyes on the cross of the Lord,
来跟随耶稣基督，
to follow Jesus Christ.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.